Our struggle to survive in a hostile universe had long erased the memory of the cataclysmic disaster that first hurled our moon out of Earth's orbit. But the recent events that occurred on the planet Arcadia have revived that painful memory and forced us to reconsider our purpose in space. And when it started, it was to prove terrifying.
Return match next week, right?
All right, Commander.
Well, what is it? Sandra, what's our position?
8.5 degrees relative. There is no mistake. Our course is altering.
Well, that's strange. We're nowhere near the gravitational pull of that planet.
No, no, it's nothing to do with gravitation. Or magnetism, either.
Let's find out what it is. Activate long-range sensors.
Scanner malfunction. And there is a power loss.
There's something wrong with the generators, Commander. There's a 5% power loss right across the board.
Power loss rate now 7%.
We are slowing down. Check the sensors.
Nothing.
Power loss now 8%.
Unbelievable had happened. Our moon was locked fast in space.
Gravity, or magnetic forces, could affect the course, the speed of an object the size of the moon.
But they couldn't stop us cold like this.
No, no, of course, nothing we know of could do that.
And there's got to be a third force. And it must have something to do with that planet out there.
We've completed the tests in the generators, Commander. We can't trace any faults, but...
But?
We're still losing power.
How, if there's nothing wrong with the generators?
Well, computer puts it down to external forces.
External forces, great. That tells us everything.
Computer's not a crystal ball, Commander. She can only predict on specific data.
All right, Colonel. Paul, what's the situation?
Alpha's feeling the effect of the power loss, Commander. A kind of creeping paralysis. So far, only the long-range systems are affected, but it's getting worse.
How long can we last?
At the present rate of loss, we have 38 hours. Phased economies would give us 10 hours more.
48 hours. What's the flying time to that planet?
30 hours, round trip.
30 hours. All right, we'll take down a team. Victor Scientific, Helena Environment. We'll take two security men. Kano? I want computer to select two people with the widest possible experience to round out the team. Now, when our long-range system's not functioning, we won't be able to rely on main computer down there, so let's take along everything we'll need on the surface. Alan, I want you to arm and provision an Eagle for 8. Immediate liftoff.
Right.
Paul, power economy starting right now.
The planet had been under routine observation for some time before the crisis. Every indication told us it was devoid of any form of life. As the power loss was affecting our long-range systems, we would shortly lose radio contact with Alpha. So we set course for the planet. Once there, we would truly be on our own. With us went the future of our people, for if we failed, our existence, like the moon, would come to a full stop.
Activate phase 3 power cut, Sandra.
Sleep well?
Morning.
Jean.
Well, we've circled the planet twice, and there's no sign of habitation. Certainly no indication of intelligent life. But we're still looking.
Time, Commander. It's just desolation and more desolation out there.
All right, Alan. Keep looking. Victor, what have you got?
This was a living world once, and then something happened, some kind of holocaust, which obliterated all life.
Then the planet is uninhabitable.
Well...
No. The atmosphere is stabilized. The radiation levels are tolerable. The planet is as it was before life stopped.
Hmm. Now let's get down there and find some real answers. Before life stops on Alpha. Alan, take her down.
Overpowering impressions crowded in on us as we stepped out onto the alien planet. A sense of timeless solitude. The silent touch of an empty world. The total absence of life. Death had visited this world, so our data told us. And as we moved on, we could feel it closing in around us like a shroud.
All right, let's set up camp over there.
There were living things here once. Birds, animals, maybe even intelligent life.
Yeah, we're just a few thousand years too late.
Right, that's a look.
Everything's here, Commander.
Good. All right. Now, if you must leave your designated areas, let security know. Stay in pairs and maintain communication at all times. And one more thing. The fate of Alpha, all of us, depends on the answers we come up with. All right, let's go.
Strange place, isn't it? So barren and solitary.
Any open space would seem like that after being cooped up on Alpha.
No. No, it's something else. A feeling that maybe we are intruders.
I don't know. Maybe you're right.
Luke!
What is it?
Scan those trees.
The first discovery had been made. The first link in the chain of events that would forge themselves into the inevitable shattering conclusion. Helena and Victor had also forged a link. The planet was not dead. Its soil was simply locked in stasis, waiting for the bacteria that would restart the cycle of life and death. But that was before the most incredible discovery of all.
John?
How much do you know about ancient Earth languages?
Earth languages?
Because unless I'm very much mistaken, that inscription is in Sanskrit, a basic Proto-European root language. Sanskrit, a mother of tongues.
Are you sure?
Not entirely, but...
John, Anna Davis is a trained philologist.
What? Maybe the computer knew something we didn't. Anna, get here right away. Anna.
I don't believe it.
Sanskrit?
Sanskrit, yes. But different somehow. An earlier form, perhaps. But here, a million light years away from Earth, how?
Can you decipher it?
Without the use of main computer, it will take some time. But yes, I think so.
Luke, would you? Luke! Yes, Commander.
This should warm the game up.
This is Controller Paul Morrow. Attention, please. Phase 4 power reductions are now operative.
Until further notice, travel tube facilities between sections 1 to 5 are suspended. Heating will be automatically reset to number 4, and lighting systems to half power.
Paul, look, I know you've got problems, but I must have more power, or my patients will freeze to death.
Sandra, allocate medical section 4 extra units.
Thanks, Paul.
And reduce heating in here by 4 units.
Don't worry. It can only get worse.
How is it going?
If only I had access to the reference library.
Yes. And if they could talk, they'd know how they died. What have you found out?
If you give me a chance, I might be able to tell you.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't mind me. It's just that it's very difficult. And I can make no real sense of it. I find it very disturbing.
Yes. The sooner we get out of this place, the better.
Oh, hello. Any luck?
No, nothing we've seen could be causing what's happening in Alpha. Helena, those skeletons.
Well, they're humanoid. People very much like ourselves. Bones show that they died of radiation as long as 25,000 years ago. Now, that cave could have been their last refuge.
And those inscriptions could be their last message.
To you, who seek us out in the ages to come, we salute you. The desolation you find distresses. No. Grieves, we few who will soon die. Our civilization gone, our world, Arcane or Arcadia, poisoned dying. We who happened, caused our own something.
Destruction?
Yes, destruction. No need now to say, tell of the final event happening.
Holocaust?
Yes, that fits. The final Holocaust, when our world flamed in the inferno of 1,000 exploding suns. There's more, but the imagery is difficult.
Keep trying.
Arcadia is finished, but she, Arcadia, lives on in the bodies, hearts, and minds of those few who left before the end, taking the life, the something.
The seeds.
The seeds of a new beginning. To seek out and...
discover?
No. Begin. Yes, that's it. To seek out and begin again in the distant regions of space. Heed now the teachings, testament. Yes, the testament of Arcadia. There is a passage here I can make no sense of. I'll need the reference library. Then it continues. You who are guided here, make us fertile. Help us live again.
An Earth language. How could people from Earth be here 25,000 years ago?
No. Earth people didn't come here. The Arcadians. They found Earth. Escanor, she knows. Tell him, Anna, the trees. Tell him.
We found oak, pine, willow, beech, 40 different varieties of trees, all native to Earth.
You heard inscription. The Arcadians took the seeds with them. They found a new Arcadia, Earth. Our people originated here. On this planet.
Though the discovery in the cave left us shaken, it did not explain what was destroying Alpha.
We're running out of time, Commander. We have to get back to Alpha.
Alpha was freezing to death, and we were no nearer to understanding the force that held our moon, a static prisoner in space.
We could bring life back to this planet. How long would it take to rejuvenate this soil?
It'd take 2 years to get the crops growing.
And we brought our people down. How long could we last on survival rations?
There are over 300 people, John. 6 months at the most.
6 months.
But with no power, Alpha will freeze to death in 24 hours.
So it's a suicide run on the way. But at least down here, we'd be buying time.
Not much time.
But time enough to hope for a miracle.
And a miracle did occur. One that even now is beyond our understanding. A force, an indefinable intelligence did exist on the planet. And Anna Davis and Luke Farrow activated it, or were chosen as the agents of its will. What passed between them we will never know. But they emerged from the cave, their personalities profoundly transformed.
Phase 6 power cuts now operative. Heating now automatically reduced to number 2. And that includes medical.
All experimental sections are closing down. Travel tube facilities throughout Alpha will cease. Effective immediately.
Morrow, what the hell's going on?
There's nothing I can do, Doctor.
If you don't give me more heat, you might as well shoot my patients.
And I'm telling you, there's no way I can give you that power back.
Damn it, those people can't survive in these temperatures.
If these temperature drops continue, none of us will survive.
Then it's on your conscience.
Mrs. Koenig, do you read me?
We have you, Eagle One.
Well, what's your situation?
Desperate. 50% power loss.
All right, listen carefully. Put Operation Exodus into effect immediately. We're evacuating. Details later.
Stand by for an important announcement. We are putting phase one of Operation Exodus...
Paul! It has stopped. The power has stabilized.
Check computer. Commander!
The power. It seems to be stabilizing.
Stabilizing? Are you sure?
Computer confirms. Power loss 50% and stable.
We're not losing any more power.
The power's holding. Commander, do we still evacuate?
No. Hold everything till we get there.
The inexplicable had happened again. Another event that seemed to defy logic. Was this a sign that at last our desperate situation on Alpha was easing? That eventually we could hope for a full recovery and avoid committing our people to an uncertain future on a hostile planet? Only time would tell.
Helena, I want you to check our chances of survival against a permanent 50% power loss and rush it right through.
Do you want me to work on the planetary data?
No, store it for now. We'll deal with it later.
Right.
How are we doing?
No change.
Good. Paul inside. Thank you.
Morale?
Bad. But with this situation, what can we expect?
Our first priority is the lives of our people.
The planet?
Even worse than here.
John, if the power situation remains stable, our food and essential life support systems can cope. It'll be hard, but we can survive.
Paul, cancel Operation Exodus.
Right.
Neither past nor future. The future is the past. And the testament of Arcadia, the link. They spoke to us. And we listened to them, you and I, Luke. There is no mistake.
Technical and service sections at loading bases may stand down. Security alerts and reconnaissance patrols at launch pads no longer operative. Main mission to all sections Alpha. Operation Exodus is cancelled. Repeat, cancelled. Personnel are instructed to report for normal duties.
Commander, we want to live on that planet.
Well, that's completely out of the question.
We belong there. We were guided to that planet.
Now listen to me. Up here we have a chance. A small chance, but a chance. Down there we have none at all.
A few of us could survive down there. We could, Luke and I.
Yes, you'd make out. But you'd have to take half our supplies with you. Which would make life for us virtually impossible up here. No, I'm sorry.
But we must go, Commander.
Just do what I say. Now, look, we have enough problems up here. Now, please go.
Of the protein store. Give it to me. I'll kill you. I'll kill everybody here.
Correct.
Pharaoh, you must be out of your mind. Now put that laser away.
I'll kill her. Now, do what I ask.
Fueled and ready to take off. Now release Dr. Russell.
Commander, there's been an attack on the food store. Suspect, Dana Davis. We're looking for her now.
Cut them off. Do it!
Security, call off the search. All right. An eagle. What else?
A moon buggy. Stores and supplies to last us 3 years.
Do you realize what the loss of those supplies will do to us? Be rational.
You'll do it, Koenig, or she'll die.
Pharaoh, you have no chance of survival on that planet's surface. It's dead, barren.
No, Commander. We must bring back the seed of life to its place of origin.
Look, if you get what you're demanding, you'll be condemning Alpha and all of us to certain death.
If it is Alpha's fate to be the sacrificial lamb, so be it. Don't you understand? It was no accident that brought us to that planet. Our destiny is clear, preordained from the moment the Arcadians set foot on Earth.
He's asking too much, John.
Luke, you've got a deal. Paul, I want you to order stores and provisions and have them stowed on the Eagle. Alan, prepare the Eagle for immediate liftoff.
Do it! Be warned. Any attempt to stop us will fail and bring down upon you the terrible forces of chaos and destruction.
No, let him go.
Luke and Anna were beyond the call of logic and persuasion. They were caught in the grip of a fanatical obsession, time bombs ticking away, with incalculable results for all of us if we opposed them, especially for Helena Russell. My first priority was to get her back safely, but to do that would put the whole of Alpha in jeopardy.
The supplies are aboard the Eagle.
And those supplies are vital to us, John, regardless of whose lives at stake. Including Helena's.
Don't you think I know that, Victor?
Ship sinking, the rats are the first to leave. Move aside.
They're inside.
Luke. We've done everything you've asked. Now release Dr. Russell.
Not yet, Commander.
Now we've kept our side of the bargain. Release her!
Dr. Russell comes with us. Don't.
We won't harm her. You have my word.
Huh. We've heard that one before, Luke.
This is what you'll do, Koenig. Escort us out into space. Use the unarmed survey eagle. And when we're out of range, then you can have her back.
Alan, do as he says. Take Survey Eagle 2 and follow them.
Listen, Luke. There's still time. Release Dr. Russell. Hand over those weapons, and there's still a place here for you.
There will be no more argument. I do what I must.
There'll be no pursuit.
Survey Eagle, clear to lift off.
Terribly sorry about all this.
Sorry?
Mm.
You are killing 300 people.
Try to understand. Think of all we've had to suffer since the moon was cast out to roam the wilderness of space. Inexplicably to stop here? Think, Doctor. It gives meaning to all this.
Believe us. There is a purpose.
A purpose? And you believe this purpose of yours justifies destroying Alpha?
Doctor, when the lines of destiny meet, the tools it uses are no longer necessary. Isn't that so?
Look. Look, even if you could survive, Luke, Anna, do you realize what it'll be like? The only living beings on that whole barren planet. You're going to a living hell.
No, Doctor. We are going home.
We were powerless. We had no way of knowing what went on out there in space. Would they release Helena? Or would they foist more desperate demands on us? Even Alan Carter, following in the Survey Eagle, was now outside radio contact. All we could do was trust the words of fanatics and wait.
Commander?
Yes, Paul?
We've tracked them on optical. They're just about to go into orbit around the planet.
Let me know the second you have radio contact with Carter.
Thank you.
goodbye, Dr. Russell.
Voice contact with Carter in a few seconds, Commander.
Come in, main mission. Carter calling. Survey Eagle heading for Alpha.
Eleanor?
Safe. But we've lost Luke and Anna.
Technical.
Commander?
Everything ready?
No problem. It's coming through now on subspace frequency 220.
Good.
Pursuit Eagle 3.
Commander?
Pursuit Eagle 5.
Eagle 5.
Switch to subspace frequency 220.
Got it.
Activate.
So you put a trace on him?
That's right. Better get those supplies back.
Now I think you better get those pursuit eagles launched.
Pursuit Eagle 3 and 5. Ready for launch, Commander. We're moving.
Gaining power.
Cancel the launch. But the supplies. We've got our power back. We won't need them.
Alan and Helena.
Alan, this is an emergency.
Full power. Alpha's on the move again. Hit that throttle or you'll get left behind.
Anna.
All right?
Fine.
Yeah, we're fine. Excuse me a moment. You sure you're all right?
I'm fine. They're all alone down there.
Yeah, Helen, I know. And there's nothing we can do about it. It was their choice.
Was it their choice, John?
And so the circle was complete. The seeds from Earth, so carefully stored and nurtured by us, had returned to their place of origin. I believe it is futile to seek answers to the incredible things that happened on Arcadia. All we know is that life has restarted there, and that for us, the creation myth of the first man and woman has a new significance. Our immediate struggle is over. For Luke Farrow and Anna Davis, It has just begun. They have found their beginnings. We still wander the emptiness of space seeking ours. We must keep faith and believe that for us, for all of mankind, there is a purpose.